And of course, we didn't have any. We didn't have any the cuts like they have now, because you see the butcher now. You see, he saw that hog, that animal is sawed with a saw right down the middle. Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't equipped for anything like that. Father lay that hog on his back and just spread him open there and take his axe and just start chopping right down that full length of that hog right along that backbone. And then we had bones, and then pull them ribs out of there. We had bones, and then we'd eat on them bones until they were all eaten. And then after he'd get this backbone out of there, then there was them big old tenders in there that comes in a pork chop. You know, mm-hmm. You get a pork chop and you get a little bone in it and a great big, just a solid lean. Well, them big old tenderloins was pulled out of there, and they went into the hog. They went into the sausage.
Oh boy, I bet that was really good sausage.
And we'd eat on those bones, by golly, and those ribs and backbones, and all that stuff was all used first. Of course, they had a big box, great big box. My goodness alive, Father made it, and that was our meat box. And he bought salt by the barrel. Many and many a time I seen him come home with a barrel of salt, and an old wooden barrel, you know. By golly, we cut them hogs up, put that meat in there, and put that, just bury the meat in salt. He knew how long to leave it there, how many days or hours or whatever it was. Take it out of there and brush and kick the salt off of it, and then go up there. By golly, we had this smokehouse fixed with little poles up in this attic. It wasn't an attic, but it was up like this, you know. Mm-hmm. These little poles went across that little building and go up there and tie these pieces. Somebody would hold a piece up there and somebody else would go up there and tie it with binding twine, string. And then we'd start this hickory smoke under it, and that was my job to keep the smoke going. And I better do it too. Father go to the timber, you know, and get the hickory, this old hickory wood, and start a little fire and then split up these little bitty pieces. Just sort of make a lot of smoke, you know, not a lot of blade, but a lot of smoke. And keep that little old building closed up. Mercy, mercy. Been there sometime and the smoke would be so thick you couldn't see. But that was my job, to keep the smoke going under that meat, and that had to be done for so many days.
You had to do that day and night too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I don't remember about keeping it. I rather think that maybe late somebody would go in there and kindle it, and of course it'd still smoke. It'd smoke all the rest of the night practically, and the house would still be full of smoke the next morning. And then as soon as the activities got started, well, then somebody started the little fire again. Maybe I did, maybe somebody else did, and started the smoke. And I can remember I was detailed a lot of times to take care of that smoke. And talk about wonderful meat. Father, we never lost any meat. He knew how to fix it.
Think of the wealth of knowledge that he must have had.
Yes, sir. He knew how long to leave that in that saw. He knew how long to smoke it. Never lost a pound, never lost an ounce, no. Never lost an ounce of it. Had our own meat the year round. Bet you.
Did your mother have a particular set of, to get back to your mother again, dishes that were her best ones?
I can't recall that she did have. She might have had a set of dishes that she called her good dishes or her Sunday dishes or her special occasion dishes. I don't know.
Did she ever call that China or Chinese?
China?
Uh-huh.
Well... I just don't